You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
Morning ground. Before the day asks anything of you, take this moment for yourself. Today, opening. Every meaningful change begins with an opening, an open mind, an open conversation, an open heart. Openings rarely announce themselves. They often appear as an invitation disguised as ordinary moments. Today, notice the openings around you, a question waiting to be asked, an opportunity to reconnect, a chance to learn something new. Do not rush past them because they are small. Many significant experiences begin with a very small opening. Allow curiosity to walk through your doorway before certainty arrives. Every possibility begins with an opening.
For this day, ask anything of you. Take this moment for yourself. You know, some of you started on a journey with me months and months ago of something I do every morning on Instagram or Facebook for a couple of minutes. You just heard the very first one, how it all started. I was sitting at my desk one day with a cup of coffee after my first book launch, and said, Tom, you've had this morning practice you've done for over 35 years. You could use a little grounding. And I looked at the coffee cup and morning ground was born. Every morning on Instagram and Facebook, less than 2 minutes, I say those words and there's a word of the day. You know, it's been really special because it eventually turned into this book. And yesterday I was speaking with some clients in Zimbabwe. And as I came on the Zoom, the person said, it's so nice to meet you. I listen to you every morning. And at that moment, I realized that this idea of morning ground is far beyond right here locally or the people that know me, but that people are being somehow touched by morning ground. You see, it feels especially appropriate for a Sunday morning because most of us are carrying something. Sometimes it's joy, sometimes it's a concern, sometimes celebrating a new beginning. I'm going to share some things from the book from you today and some words. And my hope is that these words will allow you to hear something that's meaningful for you. So, excerpt one from Morning Ground, Living in the Present. This is from the book, which, by the way, are downstairs. And if you choose to get one, everything you pay for it goes straight to the church. So please know that. Living in the present, there are no do-overs in life. No rewind button, no reset, no someday that promises a second chance. Tomorrow is for dreamers, but today is for the ones who dare to live. Living in the present doesn't mean ignoring the past or forgetting the future. It means carrying your lessons forward and your vision ahead, but choosing to show up fully where your feet are planted right now, because that's where your power lies. Every choice you make today is a brushstroke on the canvas of your life. All that remains is today. It's the most valuable gift you'll ever have. No do-overs, no rewinds, no waiting for someday. Just this moment, this breath, this life happening now. Live it, lead it, and be here. You know, this is one of the passages that from the book that are most touching to me and mean a lot to me. I think many of you know my story. Great corporate career. Some of you know about high heels. And also that I've been given 6 months to live three times. People ask me, what does that do to a person? Perhaps things that they don't imagine. It doesn't make a day extraordinary. It makes it extraordinary to have each day. A cup of coffee, a conversation with a friend, watching the fog roll over Twin Peaks, holding someone's hand. You begin to realize that there are no ordinary moments. Ah, they were always sacred. One of the greatest gifts in life is knowing that it's not infinite. It is finite. And mine isn't different from yours. Neither is yours different from mine. We've all been given a remarkable gift called today. Not yesterday, not Tuesday, not when the job changes, not when the diagnosis improves, not when retirement comes, not when we finally feel ready, but today, this beautiful, imperfect, unpredictable day. Unity reminds us of this, that the kingdom of heaven, however you describe it, is right here and not somewhere else. It is within us, not later, not someday, but now. Not after we become more spiritual, now. If we could truly embrace this one truth, I wonder how differently we would live, how differently we would forgive, how differently we would engage with strangers, how differently we would treat our bodies, how differently we would speak to ourselves, how differently we would pray. Perhaps enlightenment isn't about becoming somewhere else. Perhaps it's simply becoming fully awake to who we are today. This has become my daily practice, not living as though I were dying, but living as if I'm finally awake. Excerpt 2 of the book, The Space Between Breaths. We live in a world that glorifies speed, yet somewhere between the inhale and exhale lies one of the most overlooked resources of power, the space between breaths. It's in that quiet pause that your brain gets what it craves most, oxygen. In those few seconds, you can reframe a challenge, refocus on what matters most, and reevaluate your next move with clarity instead of reaction. When you allow yourself that breath, you create a bridge between reaction and intention. That bridge is where you reclaim your power, re-enter your focus, and move forward, not faster, but better. So today, before your next decision, conversation, or leap, take a pause, breathe, step into that space. Your future self will thank you. You know, one of the gifts that illness gave me, one of the greatest gifts was breathing. I know that may sound a little strange to you, but when you've been told three times that you have 6 months to live, breathing becomes something entirely different. it's no longer just automatic like you're doing now. It becomes sacred. Every breath becomes evidence that life is still choosing you. We spend so much of our times reacting. Someone says something and we react. An email arrives and we react. The news comes on, and we react. But reaction and response are not the same thing. Reaction comes from fear. Response comes from presence. That little space in between the inhale and the exhale is also the space between you have been and who you are becoming. I'd like you to think about that space and how it happens in other things in life. Did you know that the ocean breathes? The wave comes in and the wave goes out, just like our breath, in and out. A flower blooms and the petals will eventually fall off. We will enter a room and eventually we will exit the room. I've coached hundreds of leaders over the years. Very few of them need better answers. Almost all of them simply need a better pause. You see, clarity rarely arrives when we're rushing. It arrives when we're listening. Perhaps this week your spiritual practice isn't adding something new. Perhaps it's just as simple as taking one conscious breath and then another. One conscious breath before answering, one conscious breath before assuming, one conscious breath before deciding. You may discover that God has been speaking to you all along. The only thing missing was enough silence to hear it. Excerpt 3. The re-words, R-E. There are moments when moving forward is not the right direction to head in. Not because you're stuck, but because something essential is asking to be revisited. The most powerful shifts in life rarely come from starting over. They come from returning and awareness, returning with experience, and returning with choice. That is the quiet power of the re-words. To reinvent is not to erase who you were. It is to allow who you are becoming to take the lead. To reinvest is not to erase who you were. Again does not mean the same thing. Again means wiser. Think about that. Something that we think is repetitive, we can bring the wisdom of the time before it along. And you are allowed to begin as many times as it takes. If there's one word that's followed me in life, it's reinvention. I have reinvented myself more than you can believe, and it's invited something deeper each time. Many of you knew I grew up in a shack. No hot water, no refrigerator. I remember at 5 looking around and going, my little 5-year-old mind, what am I doing here? Who are these people and why am I here? And I knew at that time that wasn't going to be what happened and the outcome for me. And boy, were there some journeys along the way. Youth was a little wild. The time in those heels. to becoming a corporate executive, a leader, a coach, a patient, an author, a speaker. And there were times when life would gently, or sometimes not so gently, remind me that none of those titles are my identity. They are simply expressions of it. Unity teaches us that our divine nature never changes. What changes is our awareness of it. That is reinvention, not becoming someone else, but remembering who you've always been. Sometimes people are afraid to start over. I understand. I've done that more than once, and I've learned something. You're never really starting over because you're starting with experience. So many people that I coach forget about the wisdom they already have. The two things that I see most are people living in the past, as if there's a do-over, or like our phone, we press the go back 10 second button. And that they forget their evidence. We're faced with something. It's challenging. And we forget the things we've been through before and the evidence we have of what we can do. You're starting with wisdom you didn't have before. You're starting with scars that have become teachers. You're starting with resilience earned one difficulty at a time. Perhaps today is asking you to create an entirely new life. Or maybe it's just asking you to reconnect with your purpose, your joy, or your faith. I invite you to reconnect with that quiet voice inside with you. Remember who you were long before the world gave you its opinion. The divine doesn't need us to be someone different. It needs us to be who we are. Excerpt 4, it all starts with gratitude. You know, today I had this experience of gratitude. Misa, when I do these talks or when we do them elsewhere together, always comes to me and says, I need to know what you're doing. I need to know what your intention is. She wants to build the music around it. And I got up this morning and I thought, I haven't heard from Misa. But you see, in that moment, I had the deepest gratitude because I knew I didn't have to have the conversation with Misa. The first song you heard today, you've heard me speak to here many times when I talk about our curated meditations and music and talks. That first song, It All Fades Into God, is the one I listen to often with Misa singing in my ear, reminding me that whatever's happening fades into God. And then how better to start my talk than with Beautiful City? What a beautiful city we live in. So gratitude for the band, the tech team, the ushers, the music team, Misa and Callie, and the rest, all the people that make this possible here. It all starts with gratitude. It's amazing how often people ask me, Tom, where do you find the strength? And my answer time and time again comes back to one truth. It all starts with gratitude. Gratitude has been the quiet force that carried me through some of the darkest, most uncertain chapters of my life. Gratitude doesn't erase the hard things, but it transforms the way we meet them. It turns every setback into a lesson, every challenge into a doorway, every ending into a beginning. So if you're asking yourself where to find joy, direction, inspiration, or resilience, start with gratitude. Sometimes people misunderstand gratitude. They think that gratitude means pretending everything is wonderful. And it doesn't. Gratitude has never once asked me to deny pain. It simply asks me not to let the pain be the only thing I see. Some of the deepest gratitude I've ever experienced wasn't on the best day of my life. It's been in hospital rooms after difficult conversations, sitting beside people I love who are hurting. It's realizing that even when life wasn't unfolding the way I wanted, it was still unfolding. You know, I know that at times everything would be okay. I knew it because the moment still belonged to me. Gratitude doesn't wait until that storm passes. Gratitude notices that you're breathing while the storm is happening. Unity teaches us that life is unfolding for us. Now, I get sometimes that's difficult to believe. Sometimes we only understand that years later. Looking backward, connecting dots we couldn't see when we were living them, we discover how gratitude can change a vision or circumstances in our life. When we become grateful, we notice possibilities. We notice helpers. We notice beauty. We notice grace. And perhaps most importantly, we notice in those times that God, love, universe, whatever you choose to call it, never left us. God was present in every diagnosis, in every transition, in every unanswered question, in every unexpected beginning, in unexpected breathing through difficulty. When I awake each morning, I don't begin asking, what do I have to do today? I start with, what am I already grateful for? You know, it's a much better way to begin the day. And I believe a much better way to live your life. Excerpt 5 from the book, Baby Steps versus No Steps. We often wait for the perfect moment to start, the grand plan, the clear path, the ideal timing. But here's the truth. A baby step is infinitely more powerful than no step at all. No step keeps you stuck, dreaming, doubting, circling. A baby step, no matter how small, shifts your energy. It says to the universe, I'm moving, I'm willing, and I'm ready. It's not about sprinting on day one. It's about proving to yourself that forward is possible. Once you move, momentum builds, confidence grows, and possibility opens. To start, take that baby step, make the call, write the line, sign up, speak up. Because the smallest step forward beats the biggest intention left undone. When I look back over my life, I don't see giant leaps. People often assume they happen that way because they know about chapters. They know about Facebook, Walmart.com, Palm. They know about my speaking and my writing. They know about my coaching. But they don't see the thousands of baby steps that came before each one. They don't see the mornings when I wondered if I was worthy. They don't see the days I questioned whether another reinvention was possible. They don't see the hospital rooms where the next baby step simply was getting out of that bed. Spirit rarely asks us for the whole journey. It simply asks us to be, for today, one faithful step. Sometimes we postpone our lives because we believe we need certainty before we move. I've discovered something different. The movement is what creates certainty. The first conversation creates the second. The first act of forgiveness creates the next. The first apology opens a relationship. The first prayer can create the next breath. Unity has long taught us that we are co-creators with God. Creation asks something of us. It asks for our participation and not perfection. Perhaps this morning for you is waiting for permission. Consider that. Make a phone call. Begin that class. Start that conversation. Forgive yourself. Forgive someone else. Open your journal. Take a walk. Pray the prayer, not because you're certain, because you're ready for that next baby step. I created something specially for you today that Bruno's going to play.
Morning ground. Before the day asks anything of you, take this moment for yourself. Today, unity. Unity begins within. When we become still, we remember that the same divine presence that lives within us also lives within every person we meet. That doesn't mean we will always agree. It means we choose to see beyond differences and recognize the sacred connection we share. Today, let your thoughts, words, and actions reflect that truth. Be a source of peace. Be an expression of love. Be a reminder that unity is not something we wait for. It is something we create, one choice at a time. How can I be an expression of unity today?
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco.